When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a challenge exit interview. And today we're going to be talking with the latest person out on the challenge. And it's a familiar face to Big Brother fans and fans of the challenge as well. As Pauly Calafiore went out, it was a back and forth battle with Johnny Bananas. And ultimately, Pauly came up just short. We're going to hear from him in just a moment here with me to do the exit interview. Of course, the co-host of our challenge wrap up. It's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
Doing great. Excited to talk to Pauly. I didn't think we'd be talking to him so early in the season, but excited, you know, seems like he's in a great headspace and excited to hear from him.
Yeah, Pauly and Bananas. I mean, they were going like toe-to-toe, like shot for shot back and forth.
Yeah, the Steph Curry's out there. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. I mean, that's that game is a challenge returning staple.
Not, I mean, like they've done it similar-ish type of things, yeah. But not really. I mean, I was bummed Parvati wasn't on this season, so she could have done this one. This is the Parvati Shallow Challenge, but no, this is kind of a unique one for the challenge.
Yeah. Okay. So it went back and forth, but ultimately, Pauly ended up getting outlasted by Bananas. Pauly seems to have been like a totally different guy this season. So looking forward to getting into all of that with him in a moment. Of course, you could hear Brian and Allie. You all will be back with a recap. You know, we've got a Thursday night and Sunday night. So basically the long weekend, you all will be back with an episode 3 and 4 recap on Sunday, correct?
That is correct. Double dipping.
Okay, so make sure you don't miss that. Make sure you subscribe to the Challenge Podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/challengefeed. I see that we have Pauly on the line. Of course, you could watch this on our YouTube channel if you want to see the video. Let's go ahead and patch him in.
All right. We are here with Pauly Calafiore, Rob Cesternino, and Brian Cohen here for RHAP. Pauly, I want to say that I really was so impressed with you across this season of The Challenge that we got to see a different side of you that we've never seen before.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it was scary kind of showing that side and being vulnerable, but that's what I worked on. You know, I had always had this side. I was just very afraid to show it. You know, and I had my reasons, but I came to grips with those reasons and realized that I didn't need to have those reasons. So I'm glad that I did. And I'm glad that it was well received because I was petrified.
Yeah, I very, very much appreciated. Yeah, I mean, look, the game didn't go great this time around. But like, I thought that was really awesome that you got to, you know, have that arc on the show.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, and the game not going well, I mean, it definitely wore on me even more so, like in this time leading up to like the show. I was sitting there being like, man, this is crazy. I've never gone home this early on anything. You know, even like going back to like my athletic days, like starting as like a baby, like 4 years old, I never remember getting knocked out of anything early. So like that was a lot to deal with this time around, and almost kind of being like, oh my God, like I can't believe I you know, did I go home early because I was vulnerable and I opened up, or like, I was like, there was so much confusion. I was like sitting there being like, do I need to go back to being like that other person? Because I made it to the end every time. So like, it was a lot, but like, I'm actually loving where I'm at, you know, in the headspace that I'm at. And I kind of like, this version of myself, more so than the person who I, you know, had been, you know, in a way, putting up that wall and like that protective barrier for myself.
Yeah, that's great to hear, Paulie. And, you know, when we saw this cast list come out, I think for a lot of people, seeing your name on it was probably one of the more exciting names on it, because we haven't seen you in a few years, I think since 2019. So like, what was it about like this season or the timing of it, like, or your relationships, like what brought you back now for this season?
You know, so once again, I mean, early on the break, was because of, you know, some of my off show, off camera antics and everything. So like, that was something that, you know, I had to deal with, you know, going from kind of being a mainstay there to like being cast on, Total Madness and having that ripped from me. It was an eye-opening moment where I was like, all right, I got to start like working on this stuff. I got to start working on the inside of me. You know, and then after that, you know, when that one season turned into a 2-season break, I was like, oh, okay. Like this really is serious. A, I need to continue to work on myself, because if I do get to go back, I really need to, you know, make sure this doesn't happen again. After that, it was mainly just like a timing thing. Like, I was trying out for the Winter Olympics. You know, I'd started a business, you know, so I was putting a lot of my time and effort into those things. So it was just kind of like a timing thing. And, you know, I think the first time that I finally was like, all right, yeah, like timing lines up, everything lines up, everything's great. That's when the call came and I was like, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this. You know, and this time around, I'm not gonna mess this up.
Was there anything that changed in the relationship between you and Johnny Bananas, or did you just change as a person and that allowed you to work with him?
You know, I think that it probably came from both sides, right? Like, I think, on my side, like, a lot of the work that I did allowed me to go into this game, you know, because I shifted my perspective. I was like, why, you know, why do I keep losing? Ultimately, like, you know, on paper, you look at it and you're like, how's this guy keep losing? You know what I mean? Even when he's got like great setups and everything. And I think that a lot of it came from like me just focusing on the wrong things and focusing on animosity that I had towards people, rather than focusing on the end game. And like, when you look at all like the great gamers and people who win and win a lot, they always focus on the end game. You know, and I think Johnny also, you know, he's at a different point in his career, right, where he's not holding on to things maybe the way that he once did. And I kind of wanted to also learn that about myself, is like, can I do it? It was almost like a challenge for myself to be like, can I walk into a house with people who I've hated and just like not care? So it works, I guess.
So you were obviously brought into this cast as part of like the larger pool, not the sixth group of challengers, but obviously it's been a minute since you were on Big Brother. So did you have any sort of relationships with like Monty, the Alyssas, Tiffany, some of the newer Big Brother people that were on this season? Do you have any sort of relationship with them at all going into the season?
No. I mean, I think I maybe met Tiffany like once. You know, from the Survivor standpoint, I never met any of those people. I don't think I ever spoke to any of those people. Even on the Big Brother standpoint, I had, you know, maybe had reached out to Tyler once after Big Brother All-Stars, being like, hey, man, great game. You know, but yeah, I felt like a fish out of water, in a sense, in a weird way, even though I had no friends on like that side of it. I almost felt like I connected more with like the crossover people. So like the Michaelas, the Michelles, the Joshes, the Fessies, and myself. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, like it is a weird like place of comfort where it's like, even though I knew Johnny and I were enemies, you know, I know Wes's game. I had never really played with Corey. Tori and I were at odds. Amanda and I, like, you know, I don't know how her relationship with Cara was going to affect it with me. But I did feel a little bit more level of comfort there. But I still wanted to work with the CBS people. So it's like, I was talking to everybody and I mean, I was sitting pretty good. I mean, that Hopper just like threw like such a crazy twist that nobody could expect. And, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any relationships with the other players that we didn't get to see on the show in terms of like people that you were aligned with?
I mean, I was really close with Desi. I was really close with Cassidy. Actually, I'd say all the Survivor girls I was like really close with. And even like Alyssa Lopez, like I really was kind of like there with everybody. Like I didn't even come into this season having a strategy. Like I was like, I'm just going to try this thing out where I just come in and I just actually have conversations with people like not related to game and get to know them as people and almost like kind of like put myself in as a social player. So like, I would say like I was connected to everybody because like everybody was coming to me like as a place of Zen. Cause like, I was just so zenned out all the time. Like I was like getting people to do cold plunges in the morning, like meditate, like do all these things that are really great for like stressful situations and your mental health and all that stuff. So people would like come to me and they'd be like, I'm so paranoid, but for some reason, when I talk to you, I just feel this level of comfort. And I was like, oh, I guess this is nice. Not playing such an aggressive game out of the gate. Like I kind of like it.
So now that you're, you know, you made your reappearance, there's, you know, obviously big season 40 is on the horizon for the challenge. But is this like a one and done thing, or if they come calling, are you ready to like jump right back in? I'm there season 40 or beyond. Like, are you ready to jump fully back in?
Yeah, I'm back. You know, like I made sure I set up the businesses, you know, to run themselves if I ever have to take time off. You know, I still continue to learn things about myself that I'm going to continue to apply. And now that I got the chip off of my shoulder, like I think I'm finally ready to make a run for it and see what I can accomplish before, you know, my time is done, you know, before I get to the age of like the Johnnies and the CTs and the Wesses, right? I mean, if Mark Long's still going after it, I mean, you know, who knows? Like I could be in my 50s doing this at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to be back and I really want to make a run at this and do it the right way. You know, where I'm not looking at things from a personal standpoint and looking at things strictly from a game standpoint, because it was really a beautiful thing to like look at it that way.
Did you feel like that it was any disadvantage for you to come in and sort of like be labeled as like, oh, he's one of like the Big Brother people that's going to be here taking on these like challenge veterans, when probably you've spent more time with the challenge people over these last few years?
Yeah. So you know, I was in an interesting situation because I was trying to play in the middle. I was trying to like just kind of sit here, you know, and kind of it started getting back to me, you know, through the grapevine, you know, people coming to me and being like, so, you know, we hear that you're leading the charge against the vets and everything. And I'm sitting there being like, OK, so I'm being used as a shield. I'm being used as the fall guy. So like now I really have to like pay attention to like who's coming and talking to me and like, you know, who they're then going and talking to and all that stuff. Because, you know, I was just like sitting there as the guy, like nodding, you know, in a lot of conversations and just kind of, I was in the conversations with everybody. I was just kind of nodding, you know, and then when I found that out, that's when I was like, oh, well, if they're using me for this, like I probably am more protected with the group of people who backs are against the wall. You know, because they need numbers at this point. So that's kind of where I was at, headspace wise, in that, because I was like, man, I'm not about to be used as the shield. You know, once again, it was such a interesting game to navigate because of the hopper. So like, I keep describing it in a way where it's like, I was setting up the chessboard because that's what I like to do early on, is set up the chessboard. But the hopper was almost like, you know, you're playing chess with your friend and you got your kid runs over to the table, just grabs the pieces and like smacks them. And you're just kind of like, oh, what are you doing? Why would you do that? You just ruined my game. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what the hopper was. So like once that got introduced in the eliminations, also a piece of my mind, like let go of the control aspect of the game.
Okay, Paul, I know you got to run and do more interviews today, but really nice to get to see you on the challenge and happy to hear that things are going so well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys. You know, thank you guys. I mean, I've known you guys for forever. I'm glad we finally got to be on a podcast, even though it was short lived. You know, maybe I'll come back and talk to you guys again.
Okay. All right. I would like that. All right, Paulie, take care. Okay.
All right. See you guys. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Paulie.
Recording stopped.
No, seriously. Good to catch up. Okay.
Yeah, no, for real, man. Thank you guys. All right. Appreciate all you guys do.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Pauly Calafiore. Yes. And he is crushing it.
Yes, it's done to seem to go so early, but he really seems like he's in a great mindset, which is, you know, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice. Like, he seems like he's in a completely different headspace now. Brian, my only question is that, you know, do you need to be like in, and I feel like you see this like with like professional athletes of like that they need to like get into like this zone to like compete at like the highest level. Like, do you feel like that to be like the, you know, to go be a, like a maniac going into the challenge, like, can you be in like a great headspace?
I think you can, because not to compare him to CT, but CT was kind of like a Paulie, where he was very like hot headed, very ill tempered. He was getting a lot of fights. And then once he settled down, he ended up winning a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think it actually really can help you channel that anger when you really need it, instead of popping off, you know, at any little thing.
Okay. All right. Well, that was very fun. And, you know, put that on my a podcast bucket list. We had an interview here with Pauly Calafiore. So that was a fun one. Of course, be sure to check out Brian and Ali with the recaps of all of the challenge episodes. There'll be another challenge coming up Sunday night.
Yes. Big Brother style, just boom, boom, boom.
Yep. And then we'll have another exit interview coming up on Monday. So be sure to follow for all of that. Brian, where can people keep up with you?
You can follow me at Twitter and TikTok, CohenBryan_. I know I have the underscore in there, Rob. I'm sorry, but CohenBryan_.
Hey, that's like, it just makes it a little harder to find you. That's it doesn't bother me.
Too many Brian Cohens out there. So.
Too many. Too many. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price, and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.